With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Opening statements in the Trump criminal trial are underway. Defense lawyer Arthur Idala, who is not involved in the Trump case, says the prosecution will be relying heavily on former Trump attorney Michael Cohen.
He is not exactly the ideal witness, but they're going to have to do everything they can to boost him up. He's going to take the stand. They're going to make him admit to all of his mistakes, all of his past lies, and then get him to come around and say, but now I'm telling the truth. And as the defense attorney, they're going to say he lied then, and he's lying now.
Former President Trump facing 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He denies any wrongdoing. Also at SRNNews.com, the Israeli military's intelligence chief has resigned, saying he took responsibility for the failures before Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7th of last year.
Major General Aharon Khalifa is the most high-ranking figure so far to step down for failing to prevent the attack that shocked Israel and the global community. In the week after Hamas gunmen broke into southern Israel, he publicly accepted blame, but stayed on in his position as the country began its most intense ever war in Gaza. Now, 6 months on, he's written in his resignation letter, "The intelligence division under my command did not live up to the task we were entrusted with." The Major General's announcement sets the stage for what's expected to be more fallout from Israel's top security officials over the Hamas attack.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reporting from Jerusalem. North Korea has test-fired suspected short-range ballistic missiles into the sea as speculation is swirling that it could soon launch a banned satellite into orbit. After last week's losses, stocks are higher now. The Dow is up 164 points, the Nasdaq adding 80. This is SRN News. A drag show canceled in Pennsylvania.
It began as a drag queen story hour event at the Lancaster Public Library, but a bomb threat prompted library officials to cancel the show. Then a liberal church in nearby Mountville offered to host the event, but public outrage in that community has led to another cancellation. Drag Queen Story Hour features men dressed as women reading picture books to small children and has been featured at a number of public libraries around the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has issued two new rules designed to promote the LGBT agenda in the schools, but no mention is made of transgenderism in sports. The administration has originally planned to include a new policy forbidding schools from enacting outright bans on boys competing against girls, but that provision was put on hold, the delay widely seen as a political maneuver during an election year. This is SRN News. Tesla knocked about a third off the price of its full self-driving system to $8,000. From $12,000.
The system can't drive itself, and so drivers must remain alert and be ready to intervene. Tesla CEO and billionaire Elon Musk promised in 2019 that there would be a fleet of robo-taxis on the road in 2020. However, the promise is yet to materialize, and the system still has to be supervised by humans. The cuts follow Tesla's moves to slash $2,000 off the prices of three of its five models in the United States.
Correspondent Jeremy House, groundbreaking soon on a $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area. Brightline West plans to have trains running by 2028 from just south of the Las Vegas Strip to a commuter rail hub in Rancho Cucamonga, California. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.